Hey, it's time to look through the window of baseball, brought to us by Truett & White and Marvin Windows. Truett & White, the professional builder's choice. He's the baseball maven. He is the guy I love talking baseball with. That is Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you?
Good, Marty. How's it going?
Well, it's going great. I know you're at the Cal game today. You want to give an update?
UCLA just took it in with a couple seconds to spare of it for halftime, and they're up 24-14.
Okay, all right.
It's a great game. It's pretty even terms. It's been a good game so far.
Well, you got another 60 points to go, so you'll have a good afternoon. Boy, what a playoff. You and I haven't talked since last weekend, and as I say, little guys do little things very well, or else they're not on the team anymore, but they did it in the big stage, and if you look at these wins, 25 guys, 25 stories, and the little guys had a big part of it.
Yeah, they really did. It's been amazing. I mean, I don't think anybody could have anticipated just how big of a role, you know, Joe Panik was going to play with this team. I mean, all of a sudden he's looking like the second baseman for the next 10 years. He hits a home run. He breaks their home run drought and just wakes everybody up in the dugout. But you know, it's up and down. I mean, up and down the dugout, you see these young guys coming through, and it's a lot like we saw in 2010 when Posey and Bumgarner came up from Fresno, and next thing you know, they're in the World Series and acting like 10-year veterans. So it's a kind of a common thread that goes with, you know, the team's always had good veteran leadership too, but you got to have those young guys coming up.
You know, Bruce, it's amazing when we say those kind of words, because this is the big stage. You know, this is Bobby Richardson. This is Tony Kubek getting hit in the throat. This is, you know, Willie Davis dropping a ball in the Koufax game. This is Joe Rudy climbing the wall. This is the World Series coming up. And still, we're talking about people putting this team in the World Series who really are minor people on the team. But in this series, they come up big time. It's amazing.
Yeah, and the Giants, I mean, they really are the sum of their parts. I mean, they've just been trading heroics. I mean, one guy after another. I mean, you look at everybody in that dugout. It's not like, you know, the big red machine or, you know, Reggie Jackson's Yankees or anything like that. It's just it's just one guy after another stepping up, and that's what makes this team. That's their identity. You know, they don't have really superstars. They've got guys who play on the All-Star team. You know, Buster Posey's the main guy for sure. But, you know, what he's doing is not all that different from anybody else. Everybody's chiming in, and it's an amazing thing to watch. And that's really become the identity of this team. And, you know, a few things are more heartwarming for fans than when an entire team plays like this. I hear from readers saying, you know, it's like, team's like a family, and we're getting to know them, and most of these guys are going to be around for a while. It's very gratifying.
Boy, well, Ryan Vogelsong told us today he does not eat enchiladas anymore before the game at Super Duper Burgers, so we got that scoop today from him. But they become part of the family woodwork that we follow. Looking at pitching here, Bumgarner, Bruce, is at 250 innings. Boy, he may have a couple more starts here. That's a lot of innings for him.
Yeah, I love it, though. I mean, that's the way guys have done it for years. You know, you're lucky now if anybody goes 200 for you. But the fact is, if your arm is sound and you're pitching on 5 days rest, there's just no reason, and you take care of yourself, there's no reason you can't go to 250. He's in very old style that way. And, you know, doesn't like to come out of games, likes to finish them. And that stuff just matters so much this time of year, especially, you know, everybody's going to have a game where the bullpen's a little packed. And all of a sudden the guy comes out like this and gives everybody a break. He's a real stud.
Yeah, boy, you got to have that one guy. You got to have one. And and the other thing is, you know, they've made it through the gauntlet here. This is, you know, this is sort of the last step here. They may not need two starts from Peavy or Hudson. Vogelsong will get his. So the age of this team with all the rest, they may make it through this thing even with the age of the starters because they've gone through it already.
Oh, I'd be shocked if they don't make it through. That's the whole history of Bochy, Rigetti, and Mark Gardner. This is their legacy, the way they take care of pitchers. You know, we're looking at the same guys in the bullpen we've seen over the course of this five-year run. Truly amazing. I mean, probably a little bit of luck involved, a little bit of good fortune. If nobody's elbow is snapped or, you know, something that's beyond anyone's control. But basically, you come to expect this from the Giants, and it's really something that no other team can say.
Bruce, I have some feelings about Kansas City. We'll talk again tomorrow, but just some preliminary thoughts about the World Series coming up, this matchup.
Well, I was in Kansas City for the A's game, the one game, a wild card playoff game. It's one of the most electric scenes I've had the good fortune of being able to witness. You know, the town is really alive. Everybody's in blue, and they've been waiting 29 years and all this stuff. And the way the team plays is so distinctive. It's so completely against the modern-day analytics movement, you know, the way they steal bases and bunt and manufacture runs and they'll swing at the first pitch, and they're just out to be more aggressive than anybody else. And the fans have completely taken to the team. I mean, who wouldn't? But that night, I've seen a lot of quotes from the Royals players saying that night against the A's when they came back from 7-3, that took away the nerves. That something clicked right then. That's when they really believed that they did belong, because you know they don't get there unless the A's completely collapse. And all of a sudden, they pull off this big win against John Lester. And, you know, it became suddenly much more than, hey, we're playing a postseason game for the first time in 29 years. It's like, we're going to be like that 85 team and win the whole thing.
Wow, what excitement. Boy, you said it very well. What excitement. I'm looking forward to the opening of the series. I'll let you go back to the Cal-UCLA game. But, Bruce, the run around the bases by Ishikawa, deja vu, no Eddie Stanky, but Jake Peavy almost tackled him. Maybe Dickie Moegle. Of coming off wasn't he the one?
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, Tom Harmon?
Right. Someone came off the sideline to tackle him, and this looked like Peavy doing this. And it was an Alabama guy, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't care how bad your eyesight is. That's pretty weird. But I mentioned today, I think Leo DeRocher would have tackled Bobby Thompson if Eddie Stanky hadn't climbed on his back.
No.
You look back on some of the old other walk-offs like that, and you see who does what, and there's always a lot of craziness. You know, some of these guys coming out of nowhere, and Bill Mazeroski hit in 1960. They're like eight guys in suits are running down the line with him, you know.
And Chambliss ran for his life pretty much when he did it.
Yeah, but the Ishikawa one was really great because so much happened. I mean, TV, you know, almost tackling the Casilla and Arias, just about intercepted him before he got to the plate, and there were guys everywhere. And then you got Pence going waving like, "No, just let him get to the plate. Don't let him stop. He's got to, you know."
What a moment. What a moment.
Absolutely. Complete anarchy, as Penn said, but just a wonderful grin of anarchy.
Only he could say it that way. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Talk to you tomorrow, Marty.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. All right, that's Bruce Jenkins. All right, more coming up.